This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our barbershop topic of the day, the Baltimore Orioles. Many of you want them to increase the payroll. Get players that basically cost the organization more money. And rightfully so. I get it. However, our question to you is this. Would you be willing for them to raise ticket prices in order, or concession prices in order, to increase the payroll?
I'd say this, did they look at all the different facets of ways to improve it? Because one of the ways that I really feel like they could improve this and not have to raise ticket prices if they stop Rob from giving away free tickets.
I was just going to say.
Because he gives away so many that it makes it difficult. I don't have a concession.
Good ass. This doesn't affect us.
Concession prices is one thing, though. Everything's already outrageously priced there. Ticket sales and things like that. And you want to, I know they already kind of do this with the premium tickets. Are they still doing that? Yankees, Red Sox, let's say another big team's coming to town.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of inflation there. But me as a fan, and I'm not the same type of fan as everyone else, yeah, I want to see it. Raise those prices if you're going to spend more money. You want to be competitive. You don't have to be the Yankees and go out and buy everything. But it is kind of nice to be able to say, hey, we can add payroll here, or we're going to be in on a player, instead of what we've always said. Oh, that guy's out of our price range. That's what we've always said.
We're already talking about Corbin Burns that way. Mm-hmm. They're never going to re-sign him. If you don't know that, we have a new owner. Who
Rob
knows?
Rob told me, I know. No, you didn't tell me.
Christopher on Facebook says, no, they should be able to do a higher payroll without.
They just take it out of the billionaires' pockets.
That's not how it works. I'm not paying payroll out of my pocket.
I mean, I think it's a give and take. I think they raise prices, and there's still some coming out of his pocket. He's already showed us year one that he's willing to add payroll.
Yeah.
It may not have been exactly what everybody wanted. They didn't make those big splashes, but they did add payroll at the trade deadline.
Lou says, win a playoff game, then talk about prices going up.
Man.
Well, here's the deal. You want those players to help me win a playoff game? I got to raise prices on you. Could charge you a little bit more.
I mean, win a playoff game. I said this on Glenn Clark's show the other day. I used to listen to Steve Molesky on postgame when we had the Orioles on our airwaves. I was like, how the hell is this guy so positive all the time? And I'll be damned if I didn't turn into Steve Molesky looking at things when it comes to baseball. Because it is such a long season. Weird things happen.
Right.
It's not like any other sport to where we're at the end of the season and everybody wanted everyone fired because we only scored one run in
you
two games.
You mean sensible?
Yeah.
You become Steve Molesky when it comes to baseball.
Sensible. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Sensible because I think he's one of the most sensible media members there are out there. I mean, people criticize him, but...
He's sensible about that.
When he's talking about the things, he's so factual, man. People don't want facts. They want emotions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to burn the city down. When what Steve is telling you is just straight, Steve's calling balls and strikes. That's where he's going.
And I'm not.
And it's boring, but that's what he does.
Like the whole thing with Brandon Hyde. I'm not telling you that Brandon Hyde's the greatest manager in baseball. I do know that, what did he win last year? Oh, was that manager of the year? Okay, I'm just checking. Again, this year... People had questions about him. Rob thinks he did a better job this year than he did last year.
I do. So many injuries.
I do. Yeah.
And again, it's under a microscope of two seasons where you finally had some success, and it's, no, that's not the guy. We all assumed he wasn't going to be the guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they win 100
games. Today. Look at all the teams in the playoffs this year. How many went last year? Not many. Yeah. Orioles did.
And by the way, if you don't want Hyde here, I'm not telling you you're wrong for that feeling. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense to say it after year two of a successful season.
I would like to hear you say why.
I'll go year three.
That's fine.
Because 2022 for me was successful.
Yeah, that was the kind they started turning around.
You expected them to go under 500.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They went, 83 games?
Fair enough.
10-game winning streak?
But you get what I'm saying. Getting over 500 is a huge deal.
Right.
But the whole point of this rebuild was to be competitive for years. And you don't take everything you just built and shove it into the middle to make that one run at the World Series like everybody wanted. And I'll go back to this. At the trade deadline, who was screaming for a bat? We didn't need another pitcher in those first two games. We need somebody to hit the damn ball.
Yeah, no, the Royals aren't having a problem scoring now.
Nope.
Against the Yankees.
Again, styles make fights, and for whatever reason, they keep beating our ass in close games.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, question of the day, barbershop question of the day. Would you be all right with the Orioles raising ticket prices or concessions if it led to a higher payroll? I guess the answer to that question for me, yeah, I'm okay with it.
I am too, actually. It's you mentioned the Yankees. I think there's other teams that do just as much. I mean, you talk about the Dodgers and the Mets, and they spend a lot of money that we can't compete with. Like, you got to kind of do something to even out a little bit.
Here would be my question, though, because we have a lot of guys that we want to pay coming up, big contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something where we're talking about we're still doing that and adding payroll? You know, like, you can call it adding payroll, but if you have the same players here, it doesn't feel the same just because you're paying them more.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, if you're adding payroll and you're going out and adding players and other things that's not just you re-signing your own guys, I'm absolutely for it. But if you're doing that because you know you got to pay these guys, I still want them here. It's hard for me to argue because I know that's business, but it's always felt this way, that the fans are the ones that get screwed over when it comes to pricing. Because that money's going in someone's pocket, whether it's the player's pocket or the owner's.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Want to hear from you. Would you be all right if the Orioles raised ticket prices and concessions if they led to a higher payroll? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:17 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Would you be okay if the Orioles raised ticket prices in order for a higher payroll? We got this from F. Ursay on Twitter. Sure, then I'll go to fewer games. I probably wouldn't be alone, and we'd be complaining about empty seats. Then comes the stadium renovation, making it a 30,000-seat intimate venue with Kraft hot dogs and malt beverages. Here's the thing. We always have people saying they'll never go to another game and not realizing that there's someone behind you to replace you. If the Orioles have another playoff run next year, Ed, F. Ursay may stop going with higher ticket prices, but there'll still be $2.2 million plus in that stadium next
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. It was like the people weren't going to go, you know, after the New
anymore,
England.
Yeah, any more Ravens games. Yeah.
Somebody's right behind you. They're buying that ticket.
Yeah. If they win, people will go. If it's worth spending, see, you pay for what is worth to pay for. That's what it is. You know, if I think the product is worth it, I'll pay for it.
By the way, what were people complaining about those first two playoff games? That there were empty seats up top.
Yeah.
And then the prices for the seats. Like, this stuff already goes on. But it's supply and demand. If the team's good, if the party's supposed to be fun, everybody wants to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's fun? Winning. Winning is fun.
Yeah, but nobody goes there. It's too crowded.
That's true.
Right.
Never mind. Rob had it.
Let's go to Daniel.
If you build it, he will come.
Let's go to Daniel.
Who?
Daniel and Essex.
I watched Field of Dreams yesterday. I can't help myself. I just was in the mood.
Daniel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First off, long-time listener, thank you guys for the morning show. Makes my hour-long commute through the freaking tunnel bearable every morning.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for saying that.
Speed up through the tunnel, damn it! Sorry.
Yeah. So, two points on the ticket prices. One, they've already raised the ticket prices for next year while slashing the benefits for being a season ticket member. Without increasing payroll, so they better increase the payroll. And then two, with the concessions are run through a third party. The Orioles only control a portion of it. It's the third party who gets partial benefits and raises those obnoxiously high. I mean, the Orioles have a top 10 concession price in the league without being a top 10 payroll. So it's already pretty bad.
It is weird, like seeing some of the things, trying to get a whole pizza there and it costs you $40 for something that probably cost $3 to make. You know what I mean? Like, I think some people look at those things and refuse to buy it. But if you were going to buy individual slices and let's say you're going to get 8, it might add up to that. You know, like, you know, going to the movies, going on a flight, going to some event, a concert, that the prices are going to be higher. But the more and more they get ridiculous, it leads people less likely to purchase stuff there.
Orioles are number 8 in Major League Baseball concession prices.
Good or bad? Which number 8?
Highest.
Okay.
8th highest. Terry on Facebook says yes and no. I mean, can a beer be more than $15? Is $9 not enough for hot dogs? How much more can they raise prices on concessions? I go to 10 to 15 games a year. I never used to complain about prices. But for those of us who actually go to several games, it's always a lot of money. It seems to me that the complaints are more towards the concessions, which I understand, and not the ticket prices, Ed.
Some of this is nuts. I'm just looking at, you know, of course, now I'm knee-deep in this. The Mets, number two. Two 16-ounce beers, $18.75. All right. Two 20-ounce sodas, $22.50. Soda's like, it should cost you nothing for soda.
It's like I said, pizza is the cheapest, one of the cheapest meals you can make or have made. When you talk about, like, usually the cheese is the most expensive thing on it.
Right.
It's, I mean, it's absurd, like, some of the markups.
Let me ask you this.
Giants, four hot dogs, $30.
How much do the Falcons sell out?
I think they sell out, are you talking about just for their games?
Yeah.
Their home games? I figured they would for home games.
But they weren't popular.
They're not very popular at all.
It's the college football.
And their concessions is dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he keeps it ridiculously
cheap. Yeah, it's ridiculously cheap. Yeah, so, you know, people aren't going or not going just because
of the concessions. Can you still bring food into the stadium?
Yes, you can.
That's what I thought.
Yes, you can. But nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, because that's a great thing.
I'd rather complain about how much the hot dog is there than to get a hot dog on the outside, get a couple of hot dogs on the outside coming in that you pay a couple of dollars for.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I do. Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. I think as far as baseball is concerned, you know, for the Orioles, that's probably part of the gig. I'm kind of with Jeremy, but I'm kind of with you too, Rob and Ed. I don't really go to Oriole games. It doesn't bother me if they do. And honestly, I went to an Oriole game this summer. I paid $15 and the beer was piss warm. So it's like, I don't mind if they replace me because I want to be replaced. You know what I mean? But raising the payroll to be a better baseball team is probably part of the gig. You know what I mean?
That's what I think too, Kevin.
You know,
thanks a lot, man. Have a good day.
The A's were number six. So they charge you a fortune, not paying for anybody.
They're the worst. Yeah. I don't even know how they let that owner stay in and what he's been doing.
Jeremy, before 10 o'clock, we're going to know the first team in Major League Baseball history that sold concessions.
Hey, everybody, Ed's gone.
You know that, right?
Ed left. He's he's doing research on concessions.
Ed dipped. Yes. Pasadena, Dawson. What's up, Dawson?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Appreciate the show, man. Love it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Real quick, I want to touch on the first topic of the day. Jeremy, I know you've seen that video of Jerry Jones and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Those reporters must be Jerry Jones' free agent thing where he goes in and checks all the meats just to see who's got the bigger package.
I forgot he just
did
that.
He might be on the Cowboys next year.
Yeah, what do you say? He's 5'10", 160, but he's got 8.5 inch. It's like, Jesus, man. Yeah.
Real quick on the raising the prices, makes all the sense in the world if you want to sign the free agents, but can they be too picky on upping the prices? They were 19th in attendance this year.
I think it's getting better. Rob, you're there more than any of us.
They were 19th, but it's the arrow, they're trending upward.
Yeah.
You know, that's the trending up.
They got a long way to go from where they were when they were terrible. You know, like now you have a good team.
Yeah.
And you should have think about next year when guys are coming back healthy. You'll have Batista back. So we're not worried about the back end of the bullpen. You get some of these other guys back. We talked about Kyle Bradish will be later in the season, maybe depending on his recovery, if not at all. But you've got a lot of good pieces coming back, which should be a good team.
But to go back, what the call it, the spirit of what he's saying, more so, I don't want to focus on it being 19th. He's how much do you go up? And I think that's the key. They have to be strategic in how much they raise prices. The call is right. You know what I mean? You have to be strategic. You can't just, you know, all of a sudden go from 0 to 60. You know, you have to be strategic and not insult people on raising ticket prices. So he's 100% right on that.
Yeah, if you're in the top 10 already, how far are you going to go?
Right. Roberto in Bowley's Corners. What's up, Roberto?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for coming out this weekend, Rob and Jeremy. But anyway, I'm just calling about the concession stand. I used to work for a company that was in Oriole Park. The reason why things are so much money is that, like Jeremy says, pizza. Let's go back to pizza. There's three companies that need to make a profit from that pizza.
So true.
Orioles, the concession stand people, and the person, you know, supplying the pizza.
Spot on, Roberto. Spot on, buddy.
And a lot of people don't realize that, you know what I mean? So that's why that's why food prices are going up. When the store prices go up, you know, it's a trend.
Hey, Berto, you do realize you thank Rob for showing up. His ass wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm the black.
Ed was there.
Yeah. I'm the black. He's the white.
Hey, Rob was there in spirit, all right? We'll leave it at that.
I was probably in Bowley's Corners where you are now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, you guys have a good morning, man. I'll talk to you guys soon.
That's great insight from him, though, because he's been there and worked it, and I know you know it as well.
Spot on.
Everybody's got to get paid.
But coming from me, it sounds like I'm making excuses for him.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he said it. There's a lot of hands in that pot.
That's why he thanked Rob for the call, because Rob texted him saying, hey, can you call in and say this?
Psst, hey, Roberto. Hey, man. Sound smart.